Hey, you're listening to the Prime Culture Podcast. This Prime Culture is for the dreamers, the schemers, and the believers. We're here to introduce a whole new generation to the abundant life. We're here for the prime of our lives.
Prime Culture Podcast, where Jesus is king and you know better.
That's right.
You know better. With us today is the incomparable First Lady of the Youth.
Wow. First Lady of the Kids.
The First Lady of the Kids. Come on, man.
The Bishop of the Kids.
The Bishop of the Kids. Trick loves the kids. You know Trick Daddy?
No, I'm too young.
That's too soon. Did I just say Trick Daddy on the pod? Is that ungodly? I don't know. But Jesus is king.
Amen.
Diana's here. You got some fire shoes on, babe.
Oh, thank you.
I like it.
Thanks.
Did you just get those?
Let everybody know that you're
you
matching.
You just
right
got
now.
Those. Busted. I was getting alerts all day. You were at the outlets.
Mind your
it.
Business. I'm not at the outlets. Wow.
Whoa. Hey. Yo.
Wow.
Hey, yo. Pastor Felipe's in the room. What's up, boy?
It's good.
You good?
Yeah.
I see you with your little tank top under, looking all. Modest is hottest, fly. Brother. Modest is hottest, brother. What are we doing, man?
Keep it button,
it's a hot boy
it
summer. It's a hot boy pastor summer. Let's go, bro. Oh, this is the energy
I'm
we
so
needed.
Ready to talk about whatever we want to talk about.
You cute too. I'm going to tell you. I like your pants. I would wear those.
I'll take it. I'll take it, man. I'll take it. I love being in the room with my peoples, man. Love being in the room with y'all. Wherever you're listening from, wherever you're watching from, it's an honor to be on your screen and in your ear. But most importantly, in your life. Hey, speaking of life, we just had Culture Night a week or two ago. Andrew, this is dropping this week? This Friday? Next Friday? Saturday. This Saturday is dropping. Why not on Friday? Oh, snaps. Hey, by the way, Culture Night.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was phenomenal.
It made me wish we live streamed. Why don't we live stream?
Because Felipe refuses.
Why
don't we live stream?
You refuse.
Why don't we live stream? I just want to know.
I thought we didn't have equipment.
We don't live stream because we want you to value the gathering and come and be a part of the room.
Brother,
if not, go watch it afterwards.
Brother in Christ. Brother in Christ.
Isn't that right?
But bro,
we got
we got Prime Culture Nation. Ah, chill, bro.
Wow.
Chill, dog. Chill.
Bro, that was
you
crazy.
Know better is what we talked about.
Yeah,
right?
Man, it was awesome. But I want to take a moment and just kind of like maybe we can give it like maybe 3 to 5 minutes at the front of the pod, and then we can lean into where it lands. But a couple of things that I didn't get to say, or we didn't get to say. At Culture Night, right? But hold on, I'll get back to that. I just want to shout you out and the worship team. Y'all went like super Saiyan, and I'm saying that's why I wanted to be live streaming, because like people will never get to hear that moment unless we redo it again at some point.
I'm sure he can. I think it was great too,
bro.
It
was in the moment.
Was it?
Yeah, it was in the moment. It wasn't arranged. Is that true?
It wasn't.
I did not know that.
So when I talked to the team, I was like, stop lying. I'm really proud
because I thought it was just what you guys practiced.
Era puro fuego, papa.
No.
Puro fuego. And then, baby, you did a great job leading people to Jesus in that moment. I thought it was a ton of boldness. but you know what, man? I was kind of shook, and maybe if you're listening to the pod, maybe correct my perception. And you guys were in the room with me. There was a couple of places in the message I didn't get to go because I was kind of shook and I was kind of taken back by the response to the opening statements, right? So like, you know, obviously the message was, you know better. And there was the whole goal was like corrective to thinking, right? But I wanted to start off with some encouragement, like, hey, but before I get into the you know better, it's like, you better know.
You better know this.
Right? Like, you better know. Right. Yeah. And I wanted to have the tone, I hope I did, of like the friend we all need who gasses us up, like after we get like broken up on. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, she just dumped me, bro. I just bought her a necklace at Kendra Scott, bro. You know
what I'm saying? Cost me $35.
It cost me $71, bro. It's like, bro, you better know you kept that receipt. You know what I'm saying? Like, you better know that, you know? Like, and I just wanted to be that friend, man, that was like, man, you better know you have a calling.
Come on.
Like, you better know. Know this purpose, like you better know. And bro, there was a couple moments where I was just kind of like, y'all aren't going to amen this?
You know I think saying? They were trying to absorb it and hear it.
I think.
And then they were like, in, you know, when you're trying to, okay, is this what he's trying to say? And I think that's when. Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm. I thought that it was unexpected to hear or to see on screen that says, you know better. Everyone has a preconceived notion about it.
Yeah.
Pastor Cruz is about to tell me everything I'm doing wrong.
Everything I did wrong.
And then I think the room was just completely like.
Ready to get smacked.
No, they were just ready.
Flinching.
Kind of like when no, you know I your agree. Mom's coming. You're like.
No, I agree. I think there was a perception. And then when it came, the angle was different. Yeah. They're like, wait a minute. Hold on. They're trying to process it.
And that was the whole point when we dreamt about the message. It was
absolutely
to tell people like, you know better, but in a different way. Like, you know better.
Right.
Like, you know, you're called.
You know better. You know better.
You know, I have a purpose. Come on.
But I will say this. I will say that as you're listening to the pod, which there's a lot of people listening to the pod this season. I'm so proud of it, man. It's crazy. But if you're in a culture night, can we get it right side up? And can we just like get a little rowdy?
Oh yeah.
Is that self-serving? Is that self-serving, man?
No, I think I've been on a rant on this, even when it comes to Prime Youth.
Well, get it, girl. Come on.
Because I really do think we need to teach a culture like how to respond. A lot of our people coming in are first time.
Amen.
Believers, first times Christian. And a lot of times, even if you've been in different church spaces, talking back to anybody is rude. So you just got to teach them how. And that's big that I've been doing at youth. It's like, look, even when you have a conversation, you don't just stare at somebody. Mm-hmm. I want to know that what I'm saying, you understand. Yeah. So can you talk back to me? Not for my sake, like I'm good, but do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? And if you do and agree, let me show you how to respond.
Yeah, we were taught this. There is an appropriate affirmative response, right? And one of my favorites is amen, right? It just means let it be so as it's been spoken. What has just been said, let it be so to me.
Unto me.
Right? So as you're listening to this, let's just lock arms next culture night. Let's just be a little rowdy, man.
Let us hear that you understand what we're saying or what we're singing.
Yeah. So what I did subsequently was I spent a lot of time in really just drilling the thought, man, like you've been given everything you need for your calling, man. That Philippians 2:13, right? Like the Lord has called you to live a dynamic spiritual life, blah, blah, blah. Listen to the power, to the Culture Night message on Friday. But one of the things that I really didn't get to drill down into that I wanted to a little bit more was there's this portion of the text where, you know, the construct of you know better was like, hey, if you know that you have a calling, you know better than to let what's in other people's heads distract you from what God put in your hands. That was the big idea, right? Like, don't let what's in their head stop what's in your hand, right? And sometimes what happens is really the greatest threat to the internal gift are external people,
right?
And I didn't get to, you know, because I used all my time and just reminding us that we've been gifted in Christ. I didn't get to really drill down on the points that I wanted to. And one of them was that the enemy arranges insecurity, right?
For
like,
sure.
Like he'll attempt isolation. I think we kind of got that across. Yeah. He'll attack integrity. He'll attack your character. And then he'll arrange insecurity. There was a guy named Shemaiah. I'm going to get through it really quickly. There's a guy named Shemaiah. And he was a guy that Nehemiah trusted. He was a trusted guy. Nehemiah knew where his house was. He went to his house. Long story short, man, what happened was that Shemaiah, the Bible said that he was confined to his home. Literally, he was stuck. He was going nowhere, right? And so I kind of got that. I got that point across, like, man, because where Nehemiah responds to Shemaiah, because Shemaiah's like, man, don't go out there. They're going to kill you. Mm-hmm. Let's just go back in the temple and hide. Man, you should be afraid for your life. And so Nehemiah, I got this point across, right? Nehemiah was like, man, should someone like me listen to someone like you, right? And so—
And then you had the outfit for it too.
Hey.
With the brick ready to go.
Talk about
keep
it.
Keep going, keep going.
Why, are you calling me a cholo?
No, you did. You called yourself. I did it.
You wore reprise.
I called you something different.
Hashtag roots.
Hey, listen.
Hashtag.
People, it's not my fault. Y'all are not cultured. I was like, this is Japanese inspired food.
That's right. I said you look like Asian. A Japanese priest,
yes,
didn't I?
Yes, you did, baby. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Okay,
yes,
back.
Did.
Back. Hey, bring us back.
Oh, you felt the voice go low. You thought, it was like, I'm about to be inappropriate. I shouldn't be here with mom and dad doing this, man. Like, this is crazy. No, man, but like, watch. So the scripture talks about how this guy was confined. Watch, and the scripture says that Shemaiah was hired to distract Nehemiah. Okay. That term hired, it's crazy. Watch, the term hired means that it's like a trophy. It's like a reward. And there was a moment, and I want us to talk about this a little bit, okay? He would see getting Nehemiah to stop as a trophy for himself, right? Mm-hmm. And I just thought this, man, like, you know, what I wanted to say was, you know, you can't let people bait you into your distraction, because that's what he was doing. He was baiting you. He was baiting you, right? Mm-hmm. And there was a call, and this might be a little controversial. Andrew, should I say it? Oh no. So I called Andrew, first of all, because the definition of hire was a reward, right? Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to be like, Andrew, is it bad? Because like, this is a true testimony, right? I deleted TikTok a couple years ago because people were using this sound bite of like, it's like a reward. For like, it was like softcore porn. Mm-hmm. It's like a reward. And it's just like, I'm not going to describe what it was. If you know, you know. And I was just like, bro, I can't do this, bro. Like, I can't be on TikTok, bro. It's baiting me into something. And I just thought, oh my gosh, man, this is crazy. The enemy is always arranging things around you to pull you into insecurity, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I just thought, bro, and I called Andrew and I said, bro, is it a bad look, bro? Is this scandalous? Is this a scandalous take? If I be like, man, it's like a reward. He said, bro, it might throw people off in the room. Right. And I said, all right, bet. I won't do it. I'll say it on the pod. right. But here's a thought. A lot of times we'll look at bait and it's not always discouraging, mm-hmm. right? Bait is actually enticing. Mm-hmm. Right? Bait is something that you're drawn to. I don't think any of us are fishing people, but I've been fishing. You've been fishing?
No, I hate
like
it.
Like goldfish.
the thought of fishing is like you bait the hook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? To attract the thing you're trying to catch, right? With the thing that attracts them.
The bait. The bait is like the good part of sin.
Yeah, yeah.
Say that again. Okay, that's what I was trying to get into here.
It's the good feeling.
I wanted to talk about bait, and there was a whole section in there like, hey man, like their whole thing is to bait you, and they're trying to rage bait you, trauma bait you. They're trying to like anger bait. They're trying to like
the enemy is cunning and his
like, masturbate. Yeah, right? And it was.
I mean. The enemy is cunning, and his minions have been around for millions of years.
Yeah,
they know your habits. They know your rewards. They know what you like and what you're trying to get away from. So I think that's why the Bible talks about how you have to like be on guard and be sober minded at all times, because the devil's always getting ready to.
I think this is a crazy thought right there, or just an incredible thought, right? To be sober minded, because the truth is, even especially when you're younger, right, and you haven't gotten caught up, or like, I've been around this mountain a couple times before. Like, you can actually get intoxicated by bait. Right. Mm-hmm. To where you just kind of get shook, or you get your emotions get really, really enthralled, and you're just like, oh, right, whatever. And you get so tunnel vision on the thing you think is there to bless you. But really, it's just bait to distract you and discourage you and to get you out of your purpose. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
When you said that on Friday night, when you talked about that, there was a strategy. And that there was a strategy towards your life, and that comes from hell. And that I had a conversation with somebody literally like a couple of days ago. And I was just using the framework of your message to talk about the fact that there is a legit strategy for you and is catered according to your desires.
Absolutely.
And according to your traumas.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what happens. So the good desires that we have for a good life,
bro,
it's baited. Ooh. And it's baited in a way that it'll feel good, but it still leads to the hook.
Yep,
and the hook
leads to death.
It's bro. Death and the mm-hmm. hook is
y'all yeah. are Lies. Preaching. I'm modeling what I want to see on a culture now. Right? I'm like, man, you preaching, boy. You better say that. Right? No, for real though. James says it this way. When you are tempted, don't say you're being tempted by God. Because God does not tempt with evil. And don't say you're being tempted by Satan either. Right? Watch. He said, when you're being tempted, you're being drawn away by your own lust.
Desires.
Your own desires. The Greek word there is histemi. right? Which is the thing that's inside of you, something outside is provoking the thing that's inside of you, which is where we get the thought of histamines from, which it's about to be spring in El Paso. And a lot of us are going to be congested and sneezing. You know what's happening? The dust that's getting stirred in El Paso is messing with the histamines on the inside, right? So like the enemy knows what's on the inside of you. And he knows how to stir it up.
I think that's good. And I think it's important that the enemy doesn't know more about you than you know about yourself. That's why it's so important to know your identity in Christ and for him to tell you who you are. Because if not, you believe whatever the devil says. Why? Because his lies are so enticing. Yeah, I'm not good enough. Yeah, you're right. I won't never be that. Oh yeah. Like it's too easy. It's too comfortable to feed off the lies of the enemy. And now when the Lord's like, nah, I mean, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. And you know, when the Lord starts speaking truth to you, you don't believe it because you don't, you've never read his word. You don't know what he said, but you're comfortable with what the enemy says about you because that's what you think about yourself.
I love it. I love it because that goes full circle to how Nehemiah reacts and claps back. He's like, should a person like me?
Yeah.
That's right? When like, you know who you are.
I feel like every single child of God and everybody that calls Prime Culture their young adult community, everyone that's planted at a Budding church, man, like there should be that kind of confidence. Yeah. And man, you know, I'm kind of pulling on 2005 culture, but like there's got to be this swagger to you where it's like, wait, hold on. Should someone like me?
Wait a minute.
Let me put some Jesus. But like you know, should someone like me be discouraged by someone like you? Should someone like me turn tail and run? Should, watch, and what if it was like this? Should someone like me who's aware of the gift on my life, who's aware of the future God has for me, who's aware of everything that Jesus has done for me all my life, you being right there by my side, right? And I'm just grateful. And in that, it gives me confidence. And should someone like me be distracted by a funny little DM showing me a little sum, like for real?
But I think that's when you gotta know.
You gotta know though, right?
You gotta
know. And here's the thing. Here's something you better know. Here's something you better know. If we're talking about bait. The cheese isn't on the trap to bless the mouse.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yep.
Right? Because sometimes it's like, oh, Pastor, I don't know, man. I think God is sending her my way. Woo, 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 blah, blah, blah. It's like, brother, can I just tell you that's just cheese, dog?
Yeah.
That's just bait, dog.
No. I'm like,
that's
it's just not a coincidence that every time she calls you at that time, at that moment, at that place, you do that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a coincidence. Let's wake up to what your desires are.
Yeah. If you're wondering today, you're like, Pastor, how do I know it's bait? Right? How do I know it's bait? Watch. Couple things. You just got to read the narrative of Nehemiah. If it's enticing you to come up off the high place, man, I've been living higher, right? Man, God has taken me higher. Following God's purpose and obeying God's word has placed me on a wall. The Bible says you've placed me on a rock. You took me out of the miry clay and you put my feet upon a rock, right? I'm established in Christ. Amen. Ephesians and Philippians both say, man, I'm seated in high places. If the bait is enticing you to come down off the highest place, that's cheese on the trap, mouse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wow. What was that sign, Andrew? It's almost time?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost time. We gotta respect the woman of God's time. But look, okay, let me just say this though. Because I wanna give the team and I wanna give the culture some handles. In your own lives, how have you both recognized and resisted bait?
So good.
In your lives. Let's go. Talk about it.
Oh.
You go first.
No. I thought it was a question for the culture.
No, I'm talking to you, girl. Like, how have you...
you won.
No, look.
How have we resisted bait? What was the other one?
Either identified. Well, we already identified bait, right?
Well, I think...
If it causes you... Like, look, I want y'all to think about this. Like, stir the response in your mind. I'll give one, maybe two more things on how to identify bait. So if it's trying to pull you off the high place that the Lord has put you on, that's bait. Watch this. He said, let's go to the temple and hide. Mm. Now let's go to the temple and worship. Sheesh. Now let's go to the temple and honor God. Now let's go to the temple and build and be productive there. And if it's causing you to still be in the temple, but you're in a hidden situation, if you're hiding, if you're like, oh man, I can't talk about blah, blah, blah. That's bait, bro.
Yeah.
Right? If it causes you to abandon the courage to what God has called you to, It's bait. One of the scriptures I didn't get to use, let it bless you. Go read Hebrews 10:39. The scripture says, 10:38 says, the just will live by faith. We're not of those who fall back into destruction, but we're the ones that push forward to see the fulfillment of God's promise.
Yeah.
Right? So how have you guys in your own lives pushed against the bait in your life?
Well, I'll start. For me, I learned this from Pastor Charles. I learned the vocabulary really well a few years ago. I had just become like a pastor. And at the time there was like some pastors that there was like controversy around it. And I remember just having like a really conscious awareness that like there's a target on my back. Like I'm probably going to be like, does that make sense?
For sure.
None of us are exempt from ever being tempted. And I remember I asked him like, Pastor, how do I make sure like I don't fall? Like, how do I make sure I am still a pastor when I'm 60 and I have integrity and all that. How do I make sure? And I remember I asked him, how do I make sure I'm strong enough to overcome sin? Mm. And he said something that blessed me. And I share with as many people as I can every time I talk about it. And he simply said, you don't have to be stronger than sin. You have to just take sin seriously.
That's good.
That's what he said.
Believe it.
What I'm saying is like,
wow.
What I'm saying is that some of us look at sin and we want to argue with sin. We want to talk out of it. We want to legit like argue our way out of sin. We want to convince our bodies and our flesh that we don't want it. We want to just wait it out and rather than just run.
That's good. That's what
the Bible says, to flee youthful lust, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And I think some of us don't remember that option's on the table. You can always run, and it's never too late to run. For example,
you're
outside the bar, you're at the parking lot, you can still run. You're there or whatever, you're about to take that substance, and you think some of us, when the Lord was working on my life, I remember thinking, like, oh, I'm just too deep, might as well just do it.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Jesus. Right? And I just remember, I literally, this conversation that I was having a couple of days ago is coming back right now. It's crazy. But again, it's never too late to run. And again, it's never too late. Let's say you did it, and you did it once or whatever. You can still run back.
Yeah. I think that's
you
so
can
good.
Still go back, and that pleases God. Can yes, I just sir. Say that when you're there in the middle and you're being baited to sin, you're being baited to compromise your faith. That action of repentance, that action of running away, it actually pleases yes, God. Sir. You might think like He's disappointing me. I did it. But you turn back though.
Yeah.
You came back.
Good.
And the Bible says that He'll always provide a way out. Like, are you taking it?
Yeah. So to me, that's just, I no longer argue with sin. I no longer treat temptation like it's no big deal. I no longer play around when it comes to things. Like, I'm going to be, just for guys listening out there, like, you will never see me texting a woman that is not my wife past 8:00. You will never see me driving in a car with a woman that is not my wife. You will never see me having a conversation with a woman that is not my wife without witnesses. And again, you will never see me out drinking, or you'll never see me out in different spaces that I know I have triggers.
Right.
Like, I know.
Yeah, right. You know yourself.
I know myself. I know that the enemy knows what my past is. When I was very young, I was exposed to a lot of things, the wrong things. And though I'm completely healed and I'm completely free from that, I still have those things that the enemy can cater something really, really special for
me. Good.
And I no longer try to be stronger than sin. I just run from it. I take it seriously. This thing has a real intention, and it's to take me out. There's a target on my back.
Kill, steal, and destroy.
And it's not going to be nice on me. It's going to feel good for 30 seconds, like it does for fish, right? Like the bait feels good for a second, but death comes afterwards.
And my God.
And that's how I've dealt with it. I no longer take it lightly. I take it serious.
It's good work.
And people that are around me know how hardcore I am sometimes. People in our worship team, like people that do a life with me, I am pretty hardcore about it because I'm like, I just don't play with it anymore.
Yeah.
Yep. This is not a game.
This is not a game.
It's
not a game.
That's a real bullet.
Yep.
It's a real bullet
right.
directed at you.
It's a setup.
Yeah.
How about you, babe?
I think it's something that the lies of the enemy, I guess when I was growing up, women in ministry wasn't something I was exposed to. So I think it's still something I fight, and I replace the lies of the enemy that I shouldn't, that I can't, that I'm not good enough with God's truth on a daily basis. And I know for Felipe, it says he's like, you know, he takes it seriously and it doesn't really affect him anymore. But I think in my sense, it's not so much sin, but it's more just believing the insecurities that the enemy will keep whispering to me pretty much on the daily. And it's a daily fight with my mind, knowing that the Creator has put me here for a purpose. And am I going to step up to the occasion or am I going to hide?
Yeah.
And that's still sin because I'm being prideful. I'm not listening to what the Lord is asking me to do. And I'm sitting in my own preferences.
Wow.
So it's literally a fight to do what God wants me to do.
It's very good.
And you said you replace your thoughts with the word of God.
I replace. That's absolutely the only way. But this is what God said. And that's how I hype myself up. And I think that's why I pray so hard, because I know how hard it is for me to fight to stand here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just up here like patty cake, you know, whatever. No, it's taking me courage. It's taking me sweat. It's taking me tears to stand up here to pray for you.
That's beautiful.
So let me tell you why I pray so hard.
Yeah. This is a good word. So to end our time together, I want to give you a scripture to that just kind of puts everything both of y'all said in the framing, right? You said flee youthful lust, right? That's 2 Timothy 2, verse 22. The great apostle teaches a young adult protege, right? Timothy's a young adult male. And he says, listen, Timothy, flee youthful lusts and follow. So don't just run away. You can always run away, mm-hmm. but let's make sure we're running away to the right thing, right?
Yeah.
So when I'm fleeing, the word flee means to run with fear, which that just nails down what Pastor Charles said. Like, hey, you should have a healthy respect of sin. That thing's a lion. Now, the righteousness and the grace and mercy and the redemptive work of Jesus has put that lion in a cage. But if you get close enough to that thing will maul you.
Bro, it's like literally we were chained to sin. We couldn't get out. There was no way to be free. Jesus comes. He overcomes sin.
Yep.
You can walk away now. It. You actually Amen. Can now. Amen. But it doesn't make it less of a lion.
Right. It's still a lion. This thing is still a lion, right? Paul says, flee youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace. Watch this. With them who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. So when I flee youthful lust, chances are I'm getting caught up with the cheese on the traps because I'm out here either running around by myself or with people who don't call on the name of the Lord with a pure heart. Mm-hmm. So what is he doing? He's pushing you back into authentic community, which I think many of y'all who are watching this pod are watching it because you belong to a circle.
Right.
That's where you run, man. Run back to the circle, run back to safety, run back to the place where people are going to pick you up, put you back on the wall and say, hey man, let's get back to work.
Alignment.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so you run back to a circle, you run back to community, you run back to safety. If you're not rocking in a circle, you've got to run to a circle. If you are under the sound of my voice, you got to run to a circle. I think that was an incredible incredible conversation. Amen. I love y'all both. Good talk.
Good
hey,
talk.
We love you guys. Hey, if you haven't already, couple things. Number one, click the subscribe button, man. What are we doing? Let us know you love the pod, man. I love whenever we get DMs about the pod and you guys let us know that this is absolutely blessing you. So be a blessing back. Encourage us, you know, hit us up, let us know. Number three, go to thisculturecon.com, man.
What are you doing?
What are we doing? Culture conference registration is open. It's available. Listen, if you're coming in from out of town, shoot us a DM. I might reply to you with a little discount code. You know what I'm saying? Like help you out with that gas money.
You
know what I mean? So get on that CultureCon reference registration. I said reference registration.
Registration.
And let's party together August 5th through the 7th in El Paso, Texas for CultureCon 2026. I love y'all. Till next time. Peace.